Did you make a New Year's resolution this year? Well, we're halfway into the month of January, and I have some great information for you today. 6 ways to make your New Year's resolution stick. Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show. Get on the Julie Tussey train. We're going somewhere, baby.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing 2 companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glam pain.
We are aging wells on the Julie Tussey Show. Voted top cosmetic surgeon, Dr. Henry Wells is available to help you age wells too. WellsPlasticSurgery.com, an official sponsor of the Julie Tussey Show.
Pop the glam pain. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby. Giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Thank you, everybody, for joining me on the Julie Tussey Show again this week. Wow, do we have a program for you. You're going to love it. We're going to be talking about all kinds of things. But first, I wanted to catch up with you. You know, it's freezing here in Kentucky right now. I don't know if you're in Hawaii or somewhere warm, but oh my goodness, it was like 3 degrees this morning. And it was a morning just like this when I first recorded the first podcast, so it's kind of nostalgic. We're coming up on our 2nd anniversary, and I am so excited. So this month is the first time that we recorded the podcast 2 years ago, and we actually released it the very 1st of February. So woo-woo, 2 years. I'm so happy about that. Insert hand clapping, wink, wink. Well, I am thankful. I am so thankful that January is National Soup Month. That's right. I said it right. National Soup Month. Oh my gosh, I love soup. And so we're sharing a recipe every podcast in the month of January for you. And today I have a fantastic soup recipe for you that we'll give to you in just a minute. Wanted to tell you so many wonderful things are happening and coming up on the Julie Tussey Show. I did just get to record with Heather Robertson. Of course, you probably heard her 2 podcasts ago. She came on the Julie Tussey Show. But her... She and her husband wanted to record kind of her life story because she has halfsizeme.com and the Half Size Me community. She has lost 170 pounds and kept it off for 6 years. And she teaches people how to lose it in a way they can keep it off forever, baby. Forever. And she is living proof of what she is teaching is correct. And she's really, really cool. So the members of the community and people out in the public wanted to know her personal story, where she started, and a kind of, you know, when you're involved in a community, you kind of follow here and follow there, but you don't always get the whole story. So they wanted the whole story, and they put something out and said, hey, we need somebody to do this interview for her podcast, which is called Half Size Me. Look that up. Fantastic information. And so I told her I would love to do it. Many people did, and I got to do it. I know there were so many qualified people who offered. And so I'm so thankful for that opportunity. And Heather has given us permission to put that into our podcast sometime soon. So we'll have that for you. I'm sitting here in our Red Door Studio 23, all cozy and warm and ready to give you some great information. Now, next month is February. And in February, things get romantic on the Julie Tussey Show. So February is love month on the Julie Tussey Show, and we have some really cool commercials for you. But I have Julia London, who is one of my most favorite historical romance novelists, coming on, and she is going to kick off our love month. We're going to be talking about all kinds of wonderful things and how to kick up the romance and how to love yourself, baby. That's right, how to love yourself. We'll be right back.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussey Show.
I want this one to be like, in a world of haters, be a lover. I'm here to show you how to do that. We're back, and we're going to be talking today about a fantastic subject called 6 ways to make your New Year's resolution stick. I actually found this article online. It's by Patricia Bannon, and she is a Los Angeles-based registered dietitian specializing in nutrition and health communications. Maybe I need a certificate for that. I'm not a doctor, and I'm not certified, but pretty wise. You know, when you've lived the age of 30 as long as I have, you kind of find out some things. But she's the author of a book called Eat Right When Time Is Tight, 150 Slim Down Strategies and No Cook Food Fixes. You can follow her on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, blah, 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 just about anywhere you can see social media. I'm sure you can find Patricia Bannon. Thank you, Patricia, for sharing this great information with us. So I love this article because I did some research when we did our podcast 2 podcasts ago with Heather Robertson. It was called The Resolution Solution. Yeah. And and anyway, it was my whole motive for that. And I do. This is the second year that I've done it. My motivation for that is that so many years of my life, I made the same resolution over and over and over and over year after year. And I had to remake the same resolution because I was not finishing or accomplishing what I had set out to do. So I'm trying to find a solution to that. And in my research, I find out that 42% of all Americans' resolution is their New Year's resolution is to lose weight. And 80% of all Americans who make that resolution are off the diet by February. They're off of the resolution by February and they completely forget it. Hey, I was in those numbers. And so I'm trying to make changes in my life. You all know that I'm really real about my own weight loss struggle. In 2017, I got down 24.4 pounds. Now, I went on maintenance in November, and I did great. I stayed the same weight. Then I went on maintenance in December, and all of a sudden, at the end of December, I gained 3 or 4 pounds. I'm kind of trying to ignore it, if you know what I mean right now. But I just can't get to the gym. I've lost my motivation, and I didn't even make a resolution because I determined that I'm just not going to do that and put that pressure on myself. We're building a house right now. We're running a company right now. We're running 2 companies right now, and I'm doing the podcast. So I thought, you know, I'm just going to keep on doing what I was doing and keep working at it. So I'm kind of not really off the wagon, but I think the cold weather is making me want to eat more. Ugh. Girls and guys, it's been terrible, terrible. I'm trying to get back on the program. I love to do Weight Watchers, but they've changed the program. And whenever they do that, you might as well just throw a gigantic monkey wrench right in the middle of everything I'm doing. Right. So that's my excuse. But you know what? I got to do something to stay where I'm at and not gain and lose and start losing back down. And it's so funny. You can look at my chart from last year. In the first 6 months, I don't lose any weight. I'm like down to up 4, down to up 2, down to down 4. Oh my gosh, it's insane. I've actually posted that on my Instagram page, and that is The Julie Tussey Show. So look me up there. You can follow me there. You can follow me on Facebook.com/ The Julie Tussey Show. And you can also see a lot on YouTube, believe it or not. It's YouTube.com/ Gary and Julie Tussey. So go check that out. But getting back, I got to get back down. So I was thinking about this New Year's resolution solution, and I wanted to add another podcast out there to help you because you don't want to become one of the 80%. That means only 20% of us are sticking to our resolutions. And so I'm about to make mine. I didn't make it on the first of the year, but I'm about to make some resolutions, darling, to get myself back in the saddle. And so when I found Patricia's article, I was really impressed with it. So let me just kind of go through this for you. She says, a new year is a new start, and with it often comes a fresh determination to find a better version of ourselves. Whether it's to lose weight, eat healthier, spend less money, or invest more time with loved ones, we all strive for self-improvement. No matter how long this motivation lasts, New Year's resolutions always seem to be high on our priority list in January, and then they fall by the wayside by March. Amen, sister. I've been there. So how can you increase the odds of success and make your resolution stick this year? Here are six ways to sustain long-lasting changes. Now, see, that's what I'm all about on The Julie Tessie Show. We're about being better. We're about being the best that we can be. We're about living life to the fullest. And when you make changes in your life, you do want to make them in a manner that allows you to sustain them. I mean, we all can white-knuckle it and starve ourselves to death for 2 weeks or a month or even some 6 months. But when you're done, what's going to happen? You know, I'm realizing, you're going to have to just take the time it takes to do it in a way that you can live it. So thus, I'm happy with 24 pounds in 1 year. And if I can do that again this year, woo-woo, right? That's my goal. That's my goal. It seems slow and it might be like, oh my gosh, I could do that in 1 month. Well, I want it to stay off forever, so I'm going to do it. So she said in her article, Patricia Bannon said, one, make small, attainable goals. Make your resolution one that is manageable to obtain and almost seems easy to start. Then once it becomes a habit, build from there. For example, if your goal is to exercise more, don't promise to hit the gym 7 days a week. Instead, start with 3 days a week of activity that you really enjoy. And after a while, you can go ahead and reevaluate. Now, this is so true. And Heather and I talked about this when I interviewed her. It's small changes that you actually make that you can stick with that end up making such a big difference over a period of time. So, you all know, and I know, you've probably done this, and I know I've done it. Oh, in January, I'm going to go to the gym 6 days a week. I actually have gone and worked out 5 days a week, and I found that it was too much for me to sustain in my schedule. So I go 3 to 4 days a week, sometimes 2 days a week, but I try to get there every week. And I've noticed that it's the small thing. If I take the pressure off myself and say, okay, you only have to go 4 days a week, I can do it, right? So you only have to go 3 days a week. I can do it. Start somewhere small and then do it for a month or two or three and then go ahead and reevaluate and see if you can up it or change it if you want to. Number two, get specific. Rather than a vague resolution to eat healthier, get specific about what you want to accomplish and set a clear initiative on how to achieve it. For example, if you want to eat less junk food and more fresh plant-based foods, you might develop 3 steps to achieve this. Like one, start each morning with an easy and healthy staple meal that you won't get bored with, like oatmeal and berries and almonds. Two, each night take 15 minutes to pack a healthy lunch to bring to work the next day. And three, commit to cooking one new plant-based dinner on the weekends. So, to make your intentions stick even more, enter your steps into your phone calendar and set them to recurring. In other words, give yourself a friendly reminder, okay? Make an appointment with yourself to cook your healthy food. But don't be vague and say, I want to eat healthier or I want to cut junk. Go ahead and make a resolution. Some people do it like one meal a week they might start. Okay. Number three, and this one's really cool, find an accountability buddy or group. It's so much easier to accomplish a goal when you have a good support system. This year, find a friend or family member who has a similar resolution and you can rely on each other for accountability. I have that, and I think that's part of why I've been successful. I do believe also another reason Weight Watchers is so successful is because you go to a group and you make friends and you have other people doing what you're doing. So find yourself a buddy or a family member or a friend that you can be accountable to and that they will help you to stay on, and preferably find someone who's kind of doing the same thing you're doing. Number four, safeguard your environment. When your motivation is low, your environment becomes all the more powerful in terms of helping or hindering your healthy living intentions. Well, read my mail, sister, because all those Christmas cookies and that stinking chocolate cake that I made yesterday, no. See, that was bad. I did not safeguard my environment. And when you feel like you're on a slippery slope and you're hungry all the time and you're not sticking to your program, so you don't have that confidence of feeling good and being strong and knowing that a string bean is going to make you happy, that environment is so, so key to your success. If you make healthy foods easily accessible throughout your kitchen and workplace and not chocolate cake, donuts, bagels, cookies, candies, creams, you'll do better. So, you know what? I can't not eat certain things. So I do not bring those certain things in my house. And when I go to the grocery store and I buy them, intentionally buy them and bring them home, I know that I got to call my buddy. I know that I'm heading down that slippery Dorito addict trail. Okay. All right. Number five, make it personal. In addition to what you want to accomplish, think about why it's important to you. For example, losing weight to improve your self-confidence is a personal motivation as opposed to losing weight because someone made a negative comment about your appearance. Whether it's enhancing your self-esteem or having more energy to play with your grandkids or determining your inner motivation, write it down somewhere that it will personally inspire you to stay on track. And Heather has talked about this with me a lot, but you have to find your why. And your why cannot be because I want to go to the high school reunion in 2 months and fit in size 5. That will help you to lose weight, darling. It will, but it won't help you to sustain it. So you got to get right down in your heart and find out why. Why do I want to do this? For me, it was health and clothing, standing on stage. I just did not feel good in my own skin and I couldn't stand it anymore. And I had to find my why and I had to find my patience and then I had to find my ability to discipline and stick to it. But that why, every time you go in the kitchen and you just had a party and there's 5 pounds of potato chips and 22 pieces of candy and 37 cookies that are your favorite because of course you want to serve your favorite and your best to your friends and family. When those are sitting there, your why is what's going to rescue you. You have to remember your why. Write your why on your mirror where you do your makeup. And write your why on your refrigerator, put it on a post-it, stick it everywhere, put it in a reminder that every day dings and you read it. I mean, come on. That thing is your motivation. What is your motivation? Make sure you know it. And number six, focus on progress, not perfection. Coming from a perfectionist, this is a tough one, but you know what? I've realized it doesn't matter how hard I diet. I'm not going to look like I did when I was 20 ever again, most likely, because what it would take for me to do that is not worth it to me. I enjoy my life. I enjoy traveling. I enjoy going out to dinner with my husband, and I don't so much enjoy living in the gym and going hungry, and especially going through menopause, I get kind of moody, shall we say, and touchy and ornery and do I need to name anymore? So I have to focus on my progress and realize that it's okay if I don't have a 37, 22, 34 figure anymore. Maybe my waist is going to be a little bit bigger and it's okay. I'm 30 over and over and over again. I have grandchildren and I look young. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm telling you, I have had to let go and choose my battles. You know what? Just be the best version of you you can be and feel good. I haven't even set a goal weight because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care. I don't care if my weight is 272, but if I fit into the clothes I want to fit into, I'm going to be happy. Now, I'm not anywhere near that size, and I'm thankful for that. But you know what? I may not get down to 120 ever again or 130, and I don't care. I don't care. It used to be that if I did not reach that, I looked friggin' great. I looked great and I was down on me. So you've got to let go of that perfectionism and realize every day we are evolving and changing. And we just want to be the best that we can be. That's what it's all about on the Julie Tessie Show. Don't forget to go look up wellsplasticsurgery.com. They are an official sponsor of the Julie Tessie Show. And don't let the surgery thing scare you, because they have fantastic non-surgical things that they can offer, like wonderful skincare products that I am using that I am amazed with and I love. You can call them. They're in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can set up an appointment to get an evaluation and go check it out. Their skincare is magnificent. They have minor fillers, you know, Restylane, Botox, those kinds of things. All kinds of wonderful things. A fantastic staff. Me and April both love them. And April actually had an entire mommy makeover with them. And so I'm going to get her on the podcast and we're going to talk about that. I'm telling you, I'm a firm believer in do the least amount of things you have to do to yourself to feel good. But if you have something in your life that is hindering you from being all that you can be and you just feel bad about it, there is nothing wrong with fixing what you need to fix in your life. Amen. Amen. Well, here's our soup recipe for this week. It is from April Allen, my trusty sidekick. She's an amazing girl. And she gave us her recipe for split pea soup, and talk about healthy. And I had not made split pea soup in years and years and years. And I made it and it was so good. My kids ate it. Gary Tussie doesn't like it, unfortunately, but you know what? There was more for us. I shared it with Stephanie, and we loved it. So here's her recipe. I will also include this in the show notes too. 7 cups of water, 1 package of dried split peas. Go ahead and put them in a strainer and rinse them really good. Sometimes there can be a sneaky stone in there. I grew up in the country and you had to pick all the stones out of your beans and peas and things, but they're not so bad from the store. But go ahead and wash them. Put all this in a crock pot. So put that in the crock pot, and then you can add pretty thickly cut carrots and celery. And then she said smoked pork or ham bone. I actually buy turkey ham a lot. And I actually get it like a thick slice and I dice it up and put it in and then put salt and pepper in to taste. I also diced a half of a nice sweet onion and put it in. And then you put it on, I put mine on high. I'm kind of like an instant crock pot girl. If you're home, put it on high, give it a watch, you know, keep an eye on it and cook it 6 to 7 hours. And she said it serves 8. I had split pea soup coming out of the crock pot for a long time and it was fantastic. So definitely let us know if you cook that and you like it. Let us know. You can reach us on by email at julietussie@gmail.com. And you can also reach us at the Julie Tussie Show. At Gmail. Yes. See, I knew it. Where's my April when I need her? Well, I have really, really enjoyed being with you today. Keep yourself warm. Keep yourself safe. Keep yourself healthy. Stick to your resolutions. Definitely listen to the points that we gave today and make yourself everything that you were created to be, because you're awesome, you're precious, and you're valuable. Please do leave us a great review on iTunes. Find us on Stitcher and most podcast platforms that are available. And share us with your friends. We so much appreciate you. This is Julie Tussie telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest. I'm so glad to announce today that I have a new spring line for my Premier Designs jewelry line available right now. You can go and look at it and shop to your heart's content. We now have engravable bracelets. You can actually design your own jewelry. It is beautiful. It has a guarantee. You are going to love it. Go visit julietussie.mypremierdesigns.com. Again, that's julietussie.mypremierdesigns.com. And look for me on YouTube at youtube.com/Gary and Julie Tussie. I'm going to be modeling the jewelry and showing you the brand new jewelry in video format.
After a week of hearing hundreds of I can'ts, I'm here today to tell you, you can.
Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussey Show.
For fantastic jewelry that is designer look with a fantastic price, go to julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. That's julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glam pane.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.